This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Ooh, 2017, yeah. If you can hear my voice, that means you made it into the new year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's a new year, man, so get up in this new conversation.
Tune in.
Yeah.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy East Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Here we go. Hey, ho, welcome, happy new year, happy 2017. This is In the Conversation. Yo, this is Damian Lemon. This is In the Conversation. Happy New Year. Good to have you back. We made it. We made it to 2017. We made it all to the other side. Made it through the door.
Got all a little the way tight. Around the sun.
Hold on now. Hold on. Yeah, all the way around the sun. And I didn't do it by myself. So let's crack these mics open. As always, on my right-hand side, I got... Okay. Vlad is in the building, straight out of Broom Closet Studios.
2017 version.
On the West Coast.
You
know what I mean? VLAD.
Right.
And on my left-hand side, I got...
You got the voice of your choice, cracking it open 2017. Right here is Ali Muhammad.
What's going on?
Oh, man.
How we doing, fellas?
It's all good.
Highlight of my year, baby.
There it is. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We did it.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Looking good out here.
Yeah. Feels good.
Yeah.
So, 2017.
You were all the way turned up for New Year's, huh?
Who, me?
Yeah, you were all the way turned up for New Year's.
I was all the way in the crib. I was chilling. I kicked it. I kept it very at the crib, chilled out.
No doubt.
And I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? Like, I decided a while early, like, I wasn't really doing that, you know? I didn't have no haircut on New Year's Eve. I still got my 2016 shit going on right now, so I ain't all the way start the new year, but I chilled out. I was at the crib kicking it, you know, just laying low, enjoying it, bringing in the new year, happy to be here, because it got a little crazy.
But I'm trying to tell you. You're looking crispy on the little subway turnstiles.
Oh yeah,
with the tux on.
I haven't seen that in real life yet.
You're looking like money.
Yeah,
looking
yeah.
like a new year on their ass.
Exactly. timely propaganda.
You know, no doubt. So you don't need it. You don't need a lineup.
There it is. You see it. I know
this shit speaks for itself out there in them streets.
Shout out to the True TV people. Shout out to Comedy Knockout. Yo, watch that every Thursday, 11 p.m. Numbers is looking good out there. Thank you for your support.
So is that the promotion for this current?
That's the promotion for this current, and then
it's like a bridge.
You know, it's like a bridge, like hybrid promotion.
So you popping. I mean, you got an extra promotion.
I'm just out here living life.
I mean, they promoted it to go. Now they promoting it to bridge it to the next season.
Again, shout out to the good people at True TV. They're very supportive. I fuck with them.
Hilarious.
Vlad, how was your new year, man? How was it? Because, you know.
I was working. I was at the Comedy Magic Club.
Okay.
Two shows.
Okay.
And running the new year nice. Great club, great venue, sold out shows.
Yeah.
I think it was sold out. Yeah. And it was fun, man. First year working in LA during New Year's, and it was great, man. I definitely would recommend it, and I would do it again.
What does LA do to bring in the new year?
Well, they do two New Years. So they do the East Coast.
Okay. Oh, so they do
East Coast Countdown.
They recognize it. Okay.
They do recognize New York and, you know, the East Coast.
Right.
And then, you know, they put the New York ball drop on the big screen.
Okay,
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. They bring
that
the hats
ball.
Out. Mm-hmm. Yep. So basically, they sell two separate sets of tickets. They sell one that celebrates the East Coast New Year, and then the other set of tickets go till midnight.
That's a hustle. I'm not mad at that.
No doubt.
Get it. But what do they do in L.A.? Do they drop anything? I know, like in Atlanta, they got the Peach. You know, various other places.
Do they drop palm trees?
I don't know. Yeah, is it? Because LA's big ass city.
That's the palm drop.
Yeah, what they doing out there? Nothing celebratory. No.
You gonna drop an avocado?
You know,
It could be. I mean, it could be more stuff. I just haven't gotten fully acquainted yet.
Oh, okay. You're not all the way LA yet.
I'm not all the way
Illuminati.
Okay. Right. So I'm saying you did a show, and then how was it? How did it turn out?
Show was great, man. Show was fantastic. Put my little, I got a fitted, got a nice little fitted jacket that I got now. I got it tailored, you know.
Okay,
tailored.
Oh, you went to a tailor?
I was about to say, what's a fitted
jacket? It's from, you know, I was thinking about changing the brand of the jacket to Nothing But Compliments. Because that's all I was getting that night.
Well, is it like a blazer? Is it a blazer? Is it a satin situation? What kind of jacket is it? Break it down for
us. It's like an Italian. It's like an Italian wool, I think.
Is it a blazer? What is it? Is it a suit jacket? What kind of jacket is it?
It's a blazer. You know, you can put
it's a blazer. Okay.
It's a blue jacket.
A blue piece.
A blue blazer.
And you went to the tailor to get it to be right for you, or it's just
fitted?
Yeah,
I went to tailor. No, I got it fitted. So I went to the.
Oh, you got it tailored.
You pick the material on and then
Oh, so you got a bespoke.
Exactly.
This nigga Vlad done glowed up on these motherfuckers.
Hey, man,
Vlad went to L.A. and became a motherfucking star.
Let's not, you know what I'm saying, ride the fella for it.
I'm not doing that. I'm celebrating.
Like, thank you, Ali.
And I'm trying not to pause in 2017. But what I'm saying is I'm celebrating everybody's upness. Because we got a lot of upness at the table.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? We keep it. We keep our glass raised.
No doubt. Because
that's all I'm saying.
I don't want y'all to drag me when it get my turn.
No, because that's why I said we got a lot of upness at the table. We coming over there.
Nah, but that's dope. That's grown man shit once you start, you know what I'm saying, getting shit that fit.
But I see a trend. Man. This man is really, what I'm saying, he's glowing up. This man got a Dyson vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
He got a tailor.
I thought he had butt naked maids come through.
Well, sometimes that's off the pot.
Okay,
and I mean, what else is going on? I mean, he's doing big things. He told me some other what else did he tell me?
Got a heated toilet seat behind that bitch.
I got a steam mop,
which is some, you know,
what the fuck is that?
Clean the floors. You know what I mean?
Elon Musk type of
bullshit right there.
New shit. Steam mop.
I got myself a duvet cover. We talking about that?
I know your motherfucking daddy mad as fuck at you talking about a steam mop.
Nah, he living a dream.
I got a steam mop, man, because I seen my dad had to do to clean some floors, so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get myself a nice little steam mop. The pad is washable, so every time after I clean my floors, I put it in the washing machine, and I'm good to go.
Let me ask you a question. If you gifted your father a steam mop, do you think he would respect the innovation, or you think he'd be like, nah, I'm
like Marico?
I think he'd be resistant, man. He's resistant to everything. It took him a while. You know, I just got my dad an iPhone 6S.
Okay.
And it took him many months with the iPad mini to get comfortable enough with the iPhone.
Yeah, yeah.
But he owned it now, though. He owned it now, though, right?
Yeah, he owned it now. So, you know, with my dad, as long as I'm patient and I just go with the fact that it's a process, you know, I enjoy him kind of, I embrace his upness.
Right. That's a different type of patience. And you got to pay that patience for. Be patient with the elderly or older, not the elderly part. I'm thinking about my grandmother because she just got a new smartphone.
Okay.
But the older people with the new technology, you got to be patient because you put that patience in the patience bank for when your ass get old.
Right.
You want some young people that fucking Sherpa you through the future.
When I get old, I just want somebody to come through and scoop me up.
And just drive you around.
Take me for a ride. Like, yeah, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I treat. You know what I'm saying? Let's ride out for a minute.
You know what I mean? Yeah, just play. Yeah, that's what's up. Just
I'm investing in that.
You know what I mean? That's what it is, man. Just show up. Show me love.
You know what I mean?
It don't take much. But now,
I got a Vitamix blender.
Uh-oh. Man, it's going big things.
We got Santa Claus been good to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You got a list. Checking it twice.
Yeah, Santa Claus been good to me, man. It's good. You got a little.
And you didn't even have a motherfucking housewoman.
You getting a...
Nah, man.
You need to do
man.
That. Reconsider that, man.
He already up. Nah. We don't need a housewoman.
I guess not. He did it himself.
I'm warmed up.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? I got my own Dyson. I got my own Vitamix.
You know what I mean? Shit. Anyway, speaking of upness, man. Talking to Mr. Muhammad, man, I was getting some texts throughout the evening on New Year's Eve. That was.
No, we can't really even I ain't gonna speak say the text. All about the text.
I can't speak to the correspondence, but it seemed as though First of all, you got to tell me how much you could tell the people because you were in a very up atmosphere.
It was, I mean, it was all like
Talk to us.
It was all the way up,
all the way.
So for the, I'm sitting at home, December 23rd or some shit, and
we're
about to get ready to go to Atlanta.
Uh-oh.
I get a call.
You sound very somber.
No. Okay. I mean, I'm chilling. I'm just shooting my regular. Like, I'm packing and shit, getting shit together, making plans.
Right.
I get a text, you know what I'm saying, do I want to come shoot this video in St. Bart?
Ooh, where is that exactly?
That's in the Caribbean, down south of fucking Cuba.
Okay.
Way out there. You know what I'm saying? It's by St. Martin.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I know where St. Martin.
Anguilla.
Okay, all of that.
Yeah, all that shit right there together.
All of that Instagram worthy shit.
But it's some shit that I read about long ass time ago.
Yeah.
Where Russell Simmons and all of the rich go. Right. You know what I'm saying? It was like one of them type of places. Right. So I'm like, well, shit, do I want to go to St. Bart's?
Or go to the A?
I want to go to the A. Now, don't play me. Don't.
I'm not playing you. I'm just saying.
Don't get me fucked up with my wife on the goddamn podcast.
No, I'm not doing that.
I want to go to the A. Okay. Let that be known. Let's put that on there, motherfucking shit. I want to go to the A.
Be clear.
Publicly.
But go ahead. What happened?
But what happened was, do I want to come shoot this video in fucking St. Bart's?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, it's full fare. You know what I'm saying? They paying for everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting paid to go and getting paid to shoot the video. Mm-hmm. So, hell yeah, I want to do it. You know, I had to talk it out with the wife. Didn't go too well, but you know.
Because it was a dolo mission.
Okay. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's cost prohibitive.
Right.
From the rip.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You could just get a $300 ticket. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ticket.
No plus threes on the St. Bart's.
It's shit. It's, what they say is like three.
Plus four.
It's like 300 rooms on the island.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So you know what I mean?
Wow.
Like you know what I mean? Like shit.
It's very exclusive.
It's exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It ain't that.
Do they
much.
Tell you what room number you are out of the people? Is it like you 181 out of 300?
Nah, they don't tell you that shit. But you know when you get on the plane. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody ain't make it.
Everybody ain't make this flight.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And it's JetBlue. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on JetBlue, and that shit is like a rich-ass JetBlue.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so even the bigger...
It was a different JetBlue.
JetBlue.
It was private JetBlue, dog.
Wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You get as many snacks as you want.
Wow.
Motherfucking ain't nobody tripping on how many bags you brought on the board.
It was understood.
It was just like, you know what I'm saying? Let them alone.
Wow.
So...
That's interesting, because that you know,
yeah,
that's
like... Yeah, it was a different flight.
Wait, that's
well,
like when...
Well, Hamid, how many people does the flight hold? Like, how many people...
I mean, it's a regular JetBlue flight. Like, I mean, I was on JetBlue. There's plenty of other airlines that go there, but I was on JetBlue.
But what's interesting about how you said JetBlue is a little different sensibility-wise. That's like when you go to certain clubs, like per se, the Moon in Tallahassee.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, I was talking to a friend of mine who went to FSU, and he was like, yo... Every other day, that was like a country club.
It is, right.
You know
what
I'm saying? So it's just something that you know it for one thing, but then when you go through a different door, it's a whole new experience.
It's a whole new experience.
Wow.
It's the same JetBlue, but they don't treat you the same.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? During the holidays, going that direction.
It's nice.
They got a little more leeway.
It's nice.
You know what I mean?
All right, so talk to us.
So I accept the job. You know what I'm saying?
I did it. Go ahead.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I flew out there and shit, and we had a great time. And I was supposed to come back on the 29th.
Right.
But they were like, hey, you know, we should shoot some more. So they're like, you need to stay for New Year's.
Wow.
You need to stay for New Year's.
I'm already here.
All right. Shit, I stay for New Year's.
I got to make this phone call.
Then he had to make the phone call to the house.
Woohoo!
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
How'd that go?
It didn't go that well.
Okay.
Well, actually, that particular phone call went all right. It was a text, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, the phone calls is cost prohibitive, too.
Dang.
So it was a text, you know what I'm saying? And I told her what it was, and my wife, she said, go for it. And
yeah,
I didn't know if that meant go for it, motherfucker, I'm mad, or go for it, I support you.
Right.
I didn't know what that meant. So I had to
go for it sound positive.
Yeah.
You can't put a lot of petty in a go for it.
You don't know my wife.
Right. All right. Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because you pay for every action.
Of course.
Every action has a reaction.
Absolutely.
And that, if you're in a relationship, you have to know that. You have to know every action has a reaction. And a lot of times, the actions, what you see, ain't really actions. They reactions.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to be able to read all them shits and roll by the playbook.
Yeah.
So...
Mm.
But she gave me the green light.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And I went ahead and took the extra days, and we shot. And then at New Year's Eve, you know what I'm saying?
How was that? New Year's Eve, St. Bart's, talk to me. What's that about?
New Year's Eve, St. Bart's, we was at a guy's house who was like, he was like mayor of the town. Now, he wasn't the mayor, but he was like, you know, a big dude of town.
Got a lot of, beloved. Is he not beloved?
I mean, he's up.
Okay.
He's up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how beloved,
okay.
But I know he's
respected.
Up. He's respected.
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
And you know what I'm saying?
With the Gambinos.
You know.
No disrespect to the Gambinos. Boy, no problems.
And this particular dude, the apartment where they had me living, he owned that building.
Wow.
So you know what I'm saying?
How was it? Nice?
It was nice. I mean, you saw it. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see the picture of the place, but I saw you the block. I showed you the block. When I sent you the picture, when I said I look out of the front door and I see a sign and it says up.
Oh, you sent me the picture, though.
Y'all did send you the
picture. Oh, all right. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm fucking up.
I sent you and Vlad the picture.
Oh, okay.
Because
I got it.
As soon as I look out the door, it's actually a real estate firm, and it's something unique properties or something like that.
Look at that.
But their logo is up.
Right.
So I was like, yo, this is what else better place to stay than when I look out the window, it says up.
That's dope.
And then down the hill, you see straight into the harbor where all the yachts are. You know what I'm saying? So
damn.
It was definitely.
Now wait, Ali, what part of the island were you on?
I was in the section called Gustavia, which is like not downtown, but it's like a city center. You know what I'm saying? Where the shops are, where you know they have all the shops, where you got the Prada and the Louis Vuitton shops, and all the boats and the yachts park. You know what I'm saying? It's that area.
Is it how big is St. Bart's? Is it big?
No, it's only 8 square miles.
All right.
But it's, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, like that harbor where all the yachts are,
mm-hmm.
You ain't like no little boats. You know what I'm saying? It's like all the yachts.
All big boy yachts.
You know what I'm saying? Like Paul Allen yacht out there. You know what I'm saying?
Paul Allen, the designer?
Nah, Paul Allen. What Paul Allen is? Microsoft? Yeah, we run the
Google
type motherfuckers.
Okay.
And then
Titans industry.
Right. Kimora had one of the big boy yachts out there.
Kimora?
Kimora had a big boy yacht out there in the harbor.
Shout out to Kimora.
You know what I'm saying? Puffy had a yacht out there. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was Yacht City. You know what I'm saying?
Yacht City.
It was Yacht City.
Damn.
It wasn't no little yachts.
No kayaks.
Nah, it wasn't no kayaks, man. It was Yacht City, man.
Damn.
So
did you do any yacht like
we shot on one of the yachts.
Okay.
We shot on like a sailboat type of yacht.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, y'all didn't go out on shore, or did you go out on shore?
Now we ain't go all the way out in the ocean. We ain't have all that kind of time.
Okay.
We was shooting. But it was dope, man. It was, you know what I'm saying? But it's interesting being in a place like that when you not like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like we talk on the mic like, you know what I'm saying, we up and shit, but like
we up.
It's another level.
This is different.
It's
a
when you get to a level where it's all the way up.
Yeah, the air gets thin,
and then you up, and they all the way up.
Right,
it's a different kind of situation. and you the black guy, the new black guy.
Okay,
it's a lot of staring eyes.
Mm.
Every conversation is who's the black guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call it. The theme of every conversation is who's the black guy.
How's that conversation go?
What do you do?
Okay.
Where you from?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How'd you get here? You know what I'm saying? How long you staying?
Let me see your papers.
You know what I'm saying? How long you staying?
Right.
And you know what I mean? It's a lot of scrutiny
right.
in every conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Cause people want to know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when you out there, you got your work that you're trying to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to be yourself.
Right.
You're trying to enjoy the shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to, you know, soak it all up and understand what's happening.
Right.
But then at the same time, you're trying to navigate your conversation with every step of the way. It's who you, where you came from, how you get here.
Keep validating yourself. Let me ask you this. Did it make you... Did it ever get warm at any point? And even if it, I don't know, one, did it ever get warm? But then the second thing is, do you feel like going back? Like, do you like, yo, this ain't my last time. I'm coming back to this bitch.
oh, I'm coming back. I see, you know what I'm saying? You know, Russell Simmons, mm-hmm. he been going out there for a minute.
Right.
And Puffy been going for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's their holiday vacation.
Right.
They go. But I could understand now why they go the hard, how they go.
Right.
Because once you get there and you get sized up and shit, you want to go back and be like, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You
want to body,
you know what I'm saying? You want to go back and prove that shit. Like, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know who the fuck I am?
Right.
I could see the progression from your first time to your last time.
Okay.
Because when you there, you get all this scrutiny and shit,
mm-hmm.
and then you beat it, you know what I'm saying? And see, the thing about it just being black and American, you already get that scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at a different level when it's European and it's super, super rich because it's a French island.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? It's real, real rich. So the scrutiny is a little different than American scrutiny. Like this scrutiny light out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Out there is like caste system, you know what I'm saying?
It's very direct.
Hierarchy scrutiny.
Yeah.
But once you out there and you beat it, which, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I be coming with my light. You know what I'm saying? I just come through with my light. I find my little space and I let it come to me. You know what I'm saying? And once they figure you ain't, because first are you the help? You know what I'm saying? Are you like the, you know what I'm saying?
They trying to be dance around.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to find out if you the help.
Right. Because then I don't need to talk to you anymore.
Exactly. And there's some people that's like, you know, that it was a couple people, it wasn't the real rich people, it was just like the middle of the road motherfuckers who was mm-hmm. with some motherfucker.
Yeah,
they don't want to talk to you no
it's
more.
Always them.
You from Bed-Stuy, okay. Once you said Bed-Stuy, that's the end of the comment. But everybody else was cool, man, because once they know you real,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, and they understand you real, and then especially when you run into a real motherfucker
mm-hmm.
that recognize that you real, it's love.
It's a moment.
It's a moment. And then see what happens is, that motherfucker will tell the next motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a small motherfucker place.
Right.
By the time you run into some people that you know, and be like, yeah, man, I heard you was doing your thing out here.
You know what I'm saying? We got the report.
Like, what the fuck did I do? Nobody ain't seen no video. But you know what I'm saying? You passed the motherfucker social test.
Right.
And that's the most work that you're going to be doing in a situation like that, is that motherfucker social test.
I hear that.
You know, it was all good, man. Had a great time, man. Watched the fireworks and, you know what I'm saying, hit some parties and shit. You know what I mean? It was good.
St. Bart's.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
That's some crazy
going back. This ain't the first.
Oh, man.
I'm going back.
I'm going back and having my own table.
You bringing your folk?
I'm bringing my folk.
Okay.
It ain't going to be cheap.
Okay.
So I got a lot of work.
Gotta figure it out.
I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. But I think you've inspired some people to go at least Google St. Bart's.
Yeah. You got to Google it.
Yeah.
And you probably, you know what I'm saying?
Act now. It's only 300 slots.
Act now.
And if you faint at heart, that's go where it's going to end. At the Google.
That's what it is. But at least do that.
Do it.
So they respect it.
When they show you that the room.
I love that.
Like, shit.
When they show you the room, for Christmas holiday, if the shit got Christmas or New Year's in the motherfucking day.
It's over.
This shit is like
$54,000
a week. Just to stay, you like shit.
Ooh, Muhammad, you out, motherfucker.
So you gotta figure it out.
That's what's
you
up.
You gotta figure out how you gonna do that shit. I'm inspired to go get some real money. That's all.
I hear that.
Because they there, and once you there, dog, the networking is crazy. Because it's like you already passed. You already inside of the velvet rope.
Yeah.
So like, well, if you're here.
Right,
and you're here in this place.
Right,
and you should be all right.
You in the inner sanctum.
Let me holler at you. See what's happening with you.
You must have been vetted.
You know what I'm saying? So that was the best part about it. Once you passed through the little social test, it was a fun time.
I hear that shit. Now let me ask you a question. 10 years from now, you gonna be hazing a young man when they come through? Where you from? How you gonna receive him?
Well, see, this is the interesting part. This is interesting.
Get interested.
This is the interesting part.
Talk to him.
Because when you get there, the other black people don't talk to you.
I hate that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not
exclusive to St. Bart. That's just in any situation. Like, I've talked
Why
about
this
on
this
the
is?
Podcast talk. About being at a private school with my kids and having some of the other black parents that won't speak to you inside of the situation.
Do you think they look at each other as a liability?
some people don't want to be at the black, we don't want to have the black table in the cafeteria.
Right.
Some people, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to be associated just right. with random folk.
Right.
They want to stand on their own regard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Over there, again, you know what I'm saying, nobody could tell if you ain't been going there for the last 10, 15, 20, whatever years.
Damn.
You ain't an insider. Mm. I mean, it's a couple of people that y'all know on this podcast Uh-oh. That walk past me.
Oh.
And look straight through me.
Wow. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Man. And I'm like, yo, I mean, the white people ain't even do me like this. Damn. You are somebody of this community right. that, you know what I'm saying,
wow.
that's known and loved. You know what I'm saying?
You going to name names now or in the memoir?
I'm not going to name names okay. and shit because that ain't how I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But it's people you know.
Hate
and
that.
It's not that many.
It's people you know.
It's people you know.
Hate that.
It's people you know.
And not even a head nod.
They would talk to the white people I'm standing okay. next to and just look through me. Woof. Cause I ain't been there for 10 years, 15 years.
What are you hitting with? You hit it with the hello?
Nah, I don't. I
just
sometimes
don't
I let it pass. Sometimes I let it pass. You know, a couple times I called them out. Mm. But you know what I'm saying? The situation you talk about, it didn't get that bad. It wasn't that
okay.
bad.
Okay, all right.
The one I told you about wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it was others that was a trip.
Damn.
But you know what I'm saying? Again, mm-hmm. I understand it. I know where they at. You know what I'm saying? I did run into Bozeman St. John's from Apple.
She spoke to you?
Oh, yeah. We kicked it.
All right. You know what man, that's what I like to hear.
We kicked it. She showed mad love.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? It was all good. You know
that's
what I'm saying? Nothing but props.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big, at the table.
Big props.
That's what it is. Good to hear, man.
Yeah, but that was my New Year's and shit.
Shit was dope.
You know what I mean? It was all good.
It sounds official, man. Oh, man. Vlad, what else is good? What's going on with you?
Oh man, I am. I got my new crib, so I'm here now. You know, I leave talk about the upness and all that, and I finally started cooking.
Oh, you know? Man, that's what's up. All right.
So what I'm exploring different recipes. Huh?
What you made?
I made. What did I make here, man? Let me go to my recipe book here. I've been keeping track. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So my mornings typically start off with an omelet. So I make a little omelet with peppers and onions.
Uh huh.
Egg whites. I use one yolk, a little bit of olive oil, and I make that with some toast.
Wait,
breakfast.
You use egg whites and one yolk. How many egg whites do you use?
I use about five.
Five egg whites and one yolk. So you fucking six eggs and one fucking.
No. I buy the egg whites. I buy the egg whites.
Oh, you buy some beaters. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm about to say that's a lot of fucking eggs to be fucking.
And then
up.
You just crack one regular egg.
I buy the egg whites separate, and then mix that with one yolk.
Mm. Just a yolk or a whole regular egg?
A whole regular egg, sorry.
Okay.
A whole regular egg.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically doing six egg whites and one yolk.
Okay.
And then what's that with? What's that green
like
onions?
Some weightlifting shit?
It's just a healthy, you know, you get your protein, you get your fiber. So it's like it's just a healthy meal. It's good to start the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Low cal, not too crazy. No cheese. I'm not a big cheese guy in my omelet. I know some people like that, but I don't do cheese.
Have you done Runyon Canyon? Are you doing that?
You know, dude, I don't like hiking.
I don't even know what hiking is.
Hiking is just walking, right?
Nah, it could get difficult. It could get all types of.
it
depends where you hike. In LA, I think it's like just walking up the hills.
Right.
But in Arizona, that shit, niggas die. Like, this motherfucker's. I was in Arizona.
That's not funny. That was funny.
But we don't know. It's like, we got to pick a side. It was funny. It's not specific to anybody. But there's like a spot, Camelback, and they were like, yo, you want to hike Camelback? And I was like, I'll get back to you. And I Googled that shit, and motherfuckers died with no regard.
Like for what? Like from dehydration or shit?
Dehydration. People just slip and fall off the shit. Like there's no guardrails.
Oh, hell
It's real deal. I was like, nah, I'm good for that. I just came out here to tell jokes.
I ain't come out here to die.
Play myself. But go ahead, Vlad. I just was curious because you...
No. So hiking is a thing out here.
I know. It feels like everybody has to do Runyon Canyon when they get to L.A. I see it on Instagram.
That's the Instagram, you know what I'm saying, flick of the week.
You know? Just did Runyon Canyon.
Runyon. I thought that Runyon was a club at first.
You know?
You know, I've been invited, man. I've been invited.
You got invited to hike?
Yeah, people will text you like, "Hey, I'm going hiking Runyon Canyon. You want to come out?" And I mean, it's because for some people, it's a good way to socialize. They
Where
hike
is
together
Runyon
and have
Canyon?
A conversation.
Runyon Canyon is a club, man. That shit is not a fucking hike.
It might be like a little St. Bart's
hike club, it's a little St. Bart club
for the fit crowd.
For the fit crowd.
Where is Runyon Canyon exactly?
It's right in Hollywood. So like, in between Hollywood and I don't want to say Burbank, but it's like in the hills just to the left of Hollywood. So, you know, it's like a hill area. You go up there, you hike. I don't know how long it is. But it's a selling point. Like when I was looking for at apartments, they would put that in there. You know, right walking distance to Runyon Canyon.
Wow. Runyon Canyon's some shit, huh? Yo, if you've run up Runyon Canyon, hit us in the comments. Let us know. What's your time? I don't know. Let us know what the scene
is. I thought it was a walk.
No, people, I mean, I know.
Well, it's a hike.
I know
it's
a friend of mine that was like, they tweeted, yo, I just had Runyon Canyon for lunch. You know what I mean? So
every time I see a motherfucking on Runyon Canyon, they don't be sweating. They just be chilling.
They be posing
and shit with their best yoga outfit on and shit.
Speaking of which, I think it's Runyon Canyon. This was hilarious to me. Hold on. Al Sharpton's daughter.
Oh, I thought you said Al Sharpton.
Man.
No, that's Al Sharpton.
Here we go.
Do you know about this? Al Sharpton's daughter, I think, has some type of case or insurance claim about her back being fucked up, and she was trying to collect some paper, and she did the Runyon Canyon with the Instagram, like, you know, bodied Runyon Canyon.
And then the whole program, the insurance
people was like, thank you for that information.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, nigga, sometimes.
Oh, man, listen. Yeah, rule number one, I mean, this is a hood classic. Rule number one is you never post anything like that. I mean, ever.
Nah.
Oh, you know about the scammers?
I grew up on a couple scammers, and they walk beautiful in the house. The minute they get outside, they could barely catch the bus.
Right.
I mean, I think that scammy shit just run in that situation. I had a whole nother story I ain't gonna tell on the mic about that same situation.
Right, same
person.
Oh,
yeah, but I don't.
Oh, damn. Now you done made.
Damn.
Now you done made everybody speculate.
Damn.
Shit. I ain't got nothing. I don't know nothing more about that, but let's keep it going. So,
but I want to go back to the eggs, man. That's a lot of fucking eggs, man.
Six, right?
I got a family of five. I be rationing the fuck out some eggs, pouring milk in the shit, spreading them out. You know what I'm saying? Cause
what's your scrambled egg game like? Are
oh
you
man,
nice?
I ate one scrambled egg. You know what I'm
what's
saying?
What's your technique? I want to know where you at.
My scrambled egg game. See, I like to first get my pan, my heat right. You know what I'm saying?
Going high heat or medium heat?
Nah, you just got to get some level heat. You know what I'm saying? A high, medium level heat to where you put a little drop. It starts to cook from the jump.
Okay.
Can't let the shit sit too long because then you fuck up your butter.
Okay.
Your butter don't work if your eggs had to sit too long.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, get my pan right, my heat right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Scramble my eggs with my, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My flavors and seasons.
Right. What you got? What you talking about?
I typically like salt and pepper, but you know what I'm saying? Somebody like my wife like a little Caesar salt, a little motherfucking
a little
basil here and there, you know.
Basil.
I mean? You know what I'm saying?
A leaf or break
a
it up?
A little break up a little leaf, oh, you know right. what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Break up a little fresh basil, give it a little fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't typically do that.
I typically
go salt and pepper with mine.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then let the pan get right, and then when you pour it in and hit the pan with the
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like to let mine sit
until
the whole pan get a little
congeal.
Yeah, get a little congeal before I start stirring shit.
Fucking with it.
You know what I'm saying? Halfway omelet style.
Right.
Because I don't like mine to be choppy. I don't like them little choppy eggs.
You don't like that? You like a nice
I like a
flow.
Like a nice flowy
like
egg.
Like a drape.
Yeah, like a drape.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I hit mine with the little sha-sha.
With the whip.
Sha-sha.
Uh-huh.
Every now and again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying? I don't like mine too runny on the inside. So, you know, I hit it with the sha-sha.
Uh-huh.
And then I do a flip.
The sha-sha.
And sha-sha a couple more times. Uh-huh. And then it should be lightly, maybe a couple of little brown streaks.
Okay,
and
you like
I'm
a little brown.
I like a little brown streak.
Just a little bit.
No,
okay.
Not too much, but a little brown streak on the top and bottom. And then I'm good.
Okay. All right. So like a nice little, at least a hard scramble, almost hard scramble. Not a soft.
Almost, not a soft.
You don't like a creamy.
Now see, my daughter fucked me up.
Because
my daughter 8 years old.
Okay. Don't tell me she cooked the eggs or something.
Listen, man. My daughter, 8 years old, and her hobby is watching cooking videos on YouTube.
Dope. Who?
I don't know. I know she liked to watch the fucking dessert show where they like a competition making desserts
and
shit.
Uh-huh.
And she, obviously, she watched some egg shit because she was like, I want my eggs like they are in the restaurant. She don't like my eggs. Right. She don't like how I make mine. She don't like all that sha-sha shit.
No sha-sha. That shit sha-sha.
She wants some fluffy, soft eggs.
Some Ina Garten.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I want mine like the restaurant. So I'm like, okay. And then she, you know, she had already watched the video and she told me what she wanted to do. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get your pan ready. And you go ahead and do it. So she went, got her little bowl, pour her little cream in her motherfucking.
She had some cream.
She poured a little cream in her motherfucking eggs and stirred them up. And she put it in the pan, and she scrambled them up just like on the video. And her shits came out fluffy and soft.
When it's better than your eggs, keep it funky.
I mean, I don't like them like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't better than my shit, but
she got an egg future.
I saw what she did.
Wow.
She made a nice fluffy restaurant type of egg with the little choppy, you know what I'm saying? Soft.
That's dope.
And she enjoyed the fuck out of them and she was happy. And I was happy too, because now I ain't got to cook your motherfucking ass no breakfast no more.
Sound like the season 3 Black Fathers premiere. I like that. Would you ever have her, like, would you ever let her do like one of them kid chef shows?
I mean, somebody put, I mean, Chris told me, Chris.
Flannery?
Chris Flannery told me about one of them shows.
He was in governments. Now I'm sure Chris is.
Chris is the producer.
Chris not in the building.
He's part
right
of the
now.
Program. He's the fourth member of the conversation.
There you go. He not in the building. We got CEO John in the building, though. You know
what up,
man?
John? John don't even speak on the mic.
CEO John smiled when Vlad talked about that that fucking whatever mop.
Oh, the steam mop. You got one
of
them?
Steam mop. The Vitamix.
Oh, yeah, Vitamix. Oh, you fuck with the Vitamix. Yeah. Vitamix is a shit, though.
It is. That's what I said. It's about $450, right?
Like $500, son.
My thing is, how many times are you going to use it?
That's on you. That's on your lifestyle.
Right.
I know cats make soup in them shits.
Start with a NutriBullet. See where your commitment is.
That shit gets so fucking hot. They like, when it spins and shit, you can make a soup in that motherfucker.
It gets hot? Oh, it's like, got heat on it, too?
Nah. Once it, like...
It's centrifugal?
If you spin it long enough, it'll get hot. And, like,
really?
I know a cat makes soups in them shits.
All right. Shout out to everybody making soups in their Vitamix. You know what I mean? It's a nice little...
it's a shout out for everybody.
It's like a Reddit thread. Soupy Vitamixes. But,
shout out.
So you talking about your egg game, and you talking about your omelet game. How's your omelet game, though, Vlad? Is it nice?
So what I've been trying to focus on in my cooking, and, you know, it's a journey, but I've been trying to focus on...
It's a journey.
Minimizing the amount of fat that I use in the dishes.
In the meal.
Just in general, man, because, like, you know, I love my mom to death. You know, I went back to visit her.
Right.
And
don't be shitting on your mama now. Don't shit on your
mama. No, I'm not.
Do it!
But one thing I noticed culturally is that my mother uses an extensive amount, like, just a lot of oil, man. Like,
oil or butter?
Dishes. Oil.
Oil, okay. Frying?
Oil.
Frying? What we doing?
When she fries, use olive oil.
Oh,
shit. That's healthy.
That's healthy.
Yeah. Shit, that could, you could have said lard.
Better than Crisco.
You could have said lard around this motherfucker.
You know, there's always a balance. You could put too much olive oil. Let's not get it.
Absolutely. You could abuse.
I mean, too much everything could hurt you.
But go ahead.
So, you know, and just... you know, I'm sensitive to, like, too much. When something's too greasy, man, I can't rock with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
did you grow up eating that shit, though?
Oh, I tore it up growing up.
Okay. That shit nourished your ass when you was growing up.
Palate done changed.
The L.A.
Nah,
changed.
So, like, so my egg game, my mother's...
Too late now. It's too late now. You done slandered us.
All right. Your egg game.
You want to reverse the slander.
I can't hate on it. It's just that, like, you know, you got to eat it in balance. I can't eat like when I was 12, you know?
Right. I hate
So my egg game is basically I use a teaspoon of olive oil. Just one teaspoon or tablespoon. What's the smaller one? Teaspoon, right?
Yeah.
I use a teaspoon of olive oil, and I got myself a good nonstick pan.
Yep.
And that's key right there, man. You got to get a nonstick pan.
Get a good one now.
Can't make no eggs without a nonstick pan now.
But make sure you're not hitting that shit with a metal spatula.
Nah, man. You got to buy the silicone, what you call that, the thing you flip it with?
Spatula, yeah.
Spatula, boy. Get your terminology.
Are you silicone?
Yeah.
And then first thing I do is, similar to Ali, I let the heat get in there with the oil, right?
Right.
And then I throw my peppers and onions in there, and I wait for the peppers and onions to sizzle a little bit.
Right.
You want that onion to get a little light color and soak up all that olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put my eggs in.
Mm.
So I scramble them up, put the yolks in there.
Oh, so you don't do an omelet. You don't do an omelet.
Well, peppers and onions. I got peppers and onions.
Well, I thought you said you scramble them up, though.
Well, it depends how I feel. Some days I got little omelets. Some days you want to scramble them up.
Oh, all right.
Depends, you know.
All right. You just pull the
and then what I do is, what I do is I put a little bit of a, it may not be the way to go, but I put a little bit of a lauer, you season salt, a tiny bit, nothing crazy.
Uh-huh.
And that's my egg right there. That's my egg game.
All right. That's what's up. That's okay. That's a respectable egg game. I'm noticed neither one of y'all added any cheese to your eggs. No cheese on the egg?
Well, see, that's on occasion I do a cheese egg.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Like a good cheese egg.
Now, if I do a cheese egg, I'm definitely going Kobe Jack cheese.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Specific.
And I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying?
Kobe Jack.
I'm definitely, I got a little way I used to do that when I was in high school and shit. When I hit my butter on the pan,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? After the butter get good,
uh-huh.
I hit it with thin slices of the Kobe Jack just on top of the butter. Then throw my eggs in and then it's already melted when I'm putting it, you know what I'm saying? I don't like it when, you know what I'm saying, you put it on top of the egg and then all of the cheese don't melt. You know what I'm saying?
I just, like that.
You know what I'm saying?
So your cheese don't burn though?
Nah, because by the time you let it get a little sizzle on it,
mm-hmm.
You're throwing the eggs in and then you're scrambling it up. All
right.
Yeah, so you know, that's my cheese game. But
a good cheese egg.
I don't too often do a cheese egg.
I'll tell you who make a good-ass cheese egg and we're going to cheese egg it up. Fucking Roscoe's do a good cheese with the onions in it.
Oh,
and I started
nice.
Doing that after mm-hmm. I hit Roscoe's. I tried to make my own shit. I cut my onions too big. My onions are super big.
Onions,
it's hard to cut a good
onion. You got
to
cut.
You got
to
be a bad motherfucker.
You got to be like Goodfellas when my man with the goddamn.
With the garlic?
With the garlic.
Woo-hoo!
With the onions.
That's one of my favorite scenes.
You got to be like that.
Man.
But know who had fucked me up
got
with some good ass eggs?
Oh, I think.
I talked about this before.
Yeah, you told. Well, you told me, but tell the people.
Nah, when I first moved to New York,
this nigga's up.
When I first moved to New York and shit, I ended up at a party in fucking Hamptons and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I ever been to the Hamptons. The first time I've been around any type of celebrity person or any shit like that. I had never done no shit like this.
Right.
So we was in the bus. It was a birthday party. We went on the bus all the way to the Hamptons to Star Jones' house when she was up, all the way up. She
mm-hmm.
was on the fucking view.
Yeah.
She was killing shit.
Right.
She was just rich.
Chris, crap. I mean, the house looked nice.
House looked nice. Nice
right.
pool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My man, Scott Parker, had his 30th birthday party at her crib. She let him have it there and shit. And it was like an all-night fucking affair. You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? People, like, you just partied to it. Just couldn't party no more. And people just fell out, whatever, they fell and went to sleep. But in the morning, you know what I'm saying, I was amongst the last few
right.
in the circle type shit,
mm-hmm.
and she cooked breakfast. And she made a mean-ass scrambled egg. I was
really?
Talking about, I'm like, I ain't never had no eggs like this.
Cheese or just raw egg? Just
no,
raw
egg? It might have had a little cheese, and she just seasoned the shit different. It wasn't like, I'm used to a salt and pepper.
Right.
She had different kinds of little spices in the shit that I was like, what the fuck is
this? It was L.
It was, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Shout out to Star Jones.
Star Jones made the mean scrambled egg. And I, you know what I mean?
Tweet at Star Jones, be like, yo, I heard your egg recipe is the shit.
I heard your egg recipe is all that.
Yeah.
We're going to put Muhammad on full
you
blast.
You know what I mean? Get it or not. We're going to do a fucking in-studio exhibition on the podcast. Have her cook some eggs so y'all can listen to her cook some eggs and we'll eat that shit.
Star Jones had the mean scrambled eggs, and I was like, whoa.
Mm.
Like, this is a whole new kind of
good
world.
Ass,
that was my first. That was my first experience with Up. I was after, before that, I was straight out the trap.
That's what's up, man. That's a good transition. Some Star Jones scrambled eggs to get you out of fucking off the streets. Oh man, speaking about transitions. Ronda Rousey got that ass whipped again.
Yeah.
Poor
Ronda.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Well, don't help me, Rhonda, because you help yourself.
I mean, you know, once a motherfucker get your number. You know what I'm saying? And they got the videotape on you.
Well, my homeboy Duke, shout out to Duke. He's into a lot of this fighting. He goes out to Thailand to fight Muay Thai and all of that shit.
Oh, he fights himself.
For real?
He fights like fucking real deal, like Taiwanese? Thailand? Oh, I don't know.
Primal ass nigga.
No, not Taiwan. Thailand. What do you call somebody from Thailand? Thailandese? I don't know.
Thai.
Shout out to our Thai people. Let us know. Anyway, he's into that shit. He fights, you know, he fights and shit.
He black or white?
Both black and white.
Okay,
you know what I mean? So he's fighting within.
You know what I'm saying? Good answer.
Anyway, he's black and white, but he fights Muay Thai. He goes to Thailand to go fight the shit. And he was telling me how Ronda Rousey, the thing about her is she won the Olympics in judo. She won the bronze years ago. Mm-hmm. So that means there's two other people in the world that are better at judo than her. Mm-hmm. However, in her last two fights, she's been trying to box when that's not her lane. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why she's been losing. You know. And then after the first Holly Holm fight, she was suicidal. So now you're looking like, are you really... Do you have it in you to be a fighter? Because if you lost the fight, that's one of those things when you jump into that game, you got to assume that at one point you might get knocked down. You might get your ass whipped. Obviously, we try not to, but if, in fact, you get your ass whipped, how do you rebound?
Right.
That's part of the game, the rebound. She wanted to kill herself.
Well, you know.
So when you're coming back demoralized like that and then not fighting your fight, you get that ass whipped within 48 seconds.
And I think at a certain point, you just get grown and shit. It's like, do I really need a motherfucker punching all upside my head and shit?
I mean, that should be from the door. That's the guidance counselor's
job. I might want to have some babies and shit. I might want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be soccer mom and shit. What? I don't really feel like getting knocked upside the head there. You know what I'm saying?
Her moms said, they interviewed her on TMZ. I like her mother a lot. Her mother's funny and shit. Her mother was like, look, she's a smart girl. You know, she's got a lot of other talent. She's a pretty girl. She's very smart. I say leave getting punched in the face to the stupid people.
Exactly.
Sorry, stupid people. But I mean, my daughter's smart. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, I like that. What do you think, Vlad?
Like you were saying, I think it's par for the course. Like, it's like trying to be a comedian and then expecting not to bomb, you know?
Right.
I don't like the way, I mean, it's also par for the course, but anytime you step in the ring, and I've said this before, anytime you step in the ring, that's an act of courage, you know what I'm saying? And the problem is our society is obsessed with people who are undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this just goes into territory, man. Like, losing is not something to be ashamed of. You got in the ring, you know, you got to improve your game. You got to go back to the drawing board, work on your boxing skills. If you don't box, don't do that.
Right.
But the media has this obsession with, like, you know, if you lose, it's like a complete shame fest. I mean, Twitter was going crazy on her.
Well, that's
you know,
Twitter. No Twitter,
which is also part of the course. Crazy you can't get around that.
Twitter's there for the L's.
Like, I think anybody who's done anything knows that this is par for the course, no matter what you win, whether you're in comedy, whether you're in boxing, whether you're in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Them L's come, man. You got to take an L.
Now, is there a woman boxer fighter, blah blah blah, that's like had a long, long career, like, you know what I'm saying, that just did that shit for a long ass time?
That's a great question.
Only woman fight I really am familiar with was Layla Ali.
Right.
I don't know what her career was like. I mean, I think she was doing all right. I think she benefited from the fact that she looked good, and then also she was an Ali. She was of the Ali thing. So I think she was. I don't know how often she fought.
Right.
But you know, I don't remember if she did get knocked out, which I wouldn't be surprised if she did. It wasn't like as devastating. It didn't seem like it slowed the whole shit down. Like Ronda, it seems like it's all the way done for.
And I don't want to be sexist and no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So
go ahead.
I'm not speaking facts, so you know, y'all don't come at me like I'm speaking for the whole world and for facts. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
I'm speaking on my own. You know what I'm saying? On my own shit.
Buckle up.
Sitting here with the fellas, drinking a beer.
It's the longest disclaimer ever. Go ahead.
But it's just like, you know, with a man fighting and shit in boxing, it's like a man still have shit he want to prove, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like with a woman, so many other fucking things a woman got to worry about and shit that it's like, man, fighting, it would seem to me would wane on a woman's, like, ambition to want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
After, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you got kids you're responsible for, or, you know what I'm saying? You got other shit you want to do. It just seemed a little different. It's unprecedented to me to see a woman have just a long ass fighting career. You know what I'm saying? It's like Leon Spinks to come back, you know what I'm saying, and get his rest of his teeth knocked out.
Right.
Because he ain't thinking about shit else.
Right. He can still pull. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? After you done have some, you got grandkids and shit, you ain't fucking with that shit.
Well, shit, Bernard Hopkins was 50 jumping in the ring.
Exactly. You saw what happened to him.
He got his ass whooped.
But you ain't seen no 50-year-old woman out there trying to fucking throw hands and shit.
Well, you got a few grown-ass women. They just do it on reality TV shows. That's where the real talent is. Yeah, shout out to...
Because them fights last 30 seconds.
Shout out to Tammy Roman and fucking Drita from Bob Wild. Yeah, they go hard.
That should be a 30-second fight. Whoop, 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 whoop. And yeah. It's done.
Yeah,
and it's somebody going to break it up. You waiting for somebody to break it up. Come break this shit up.
And they throwing glasses.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it's just a little different, man. I'm sure maybe at some point in time, man, you'll have that, and biology and shit may change, and you know what I'm saying, a lot of this other shit don't be important, but I just think women just have so many other motherfucking things that they interested in, and they got responsibilities for that shit.
So you saying stay that ass in the kitchen? Is that what you just said?
No, I did not. I ain't say shit about the kitchen.
Stay that ass. Stay that ass.
When did I say kitchen?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stay that ass.
When did I say kitchen? I said kids, grandkids. You know what I'm saying?
Stay that ass in the kitchen.
Cook these eggs and stop fucking swinging on each other.
See, they throwing hot sauce on my little position. I ain't say that shit.
Stay that ass.
Y'all don't come at me in the comments with that. I didn't say that. And I didn't even mean that.
You say that should be the title.
Huh?
Stay that ass in the kitchen.
Oh.
All right.
Stay that ass in the kitchen.
Anyway.
Y'all ain't shit, man.
Oh, man.
Y'all. See, the ladies know I ain't mean that shit like that. The ladies know they don't want
to
be out there fighting and shit. Y'all don't want
to
be out there fighting and shit. Ladies be on love and positivity and shit.
Yeah. Well, shit, there's some women out there that can whip your ass.
I had an aunt that whipped ass.
Now. Oh, I knew quite a few women with heavy hands.
I got an auntie that whoops a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't even like, no, I ain't talking about in no, you know, figurative type of shit. No. And she done put a few cats in the hospital. She done broke her baby daddy arm.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? She's a brute. She a fighter. She would whoop a man ass.
There's a video. First of all, I've seen women beat up men. I remember years ago when I was in like 7th or 8th grade, we was getting off the bus or some shit. And I don't put the girls out there, but these girls I went to school with, their moms was out there beating the shit out their father in the middle of the street, beating this motherfucker like convincingly to where somebody had to break the shit up.
I'm telling you, like, my aunt, it ain't even on no wild shit. It's on some technical, I'm whooping your ass.
I saw, there's a video right now on WorldStar. I might put it on the page. There's a woman beating this dude ass because he cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
She's beating this man ass so bad. Like, 3 points in the video, I'm like, all right, he's had enough. Like, right. I felt, I couldn't even watch. I was like cringe. I was fucked up watching this shit. I was like, God damn. Right. She was destroying this motherfucker. It looked horrible.
Yeah.
So don't, you know, listen.
Nah, I mean, yeah.
But.
You know what I'm saying? That's recreational ass whooping. That ain't professional.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's at
she
leisure.
Still had to go to work.
That's at leisure. I'm gonna whoop your ass. I'm gonna feed my grandbabies. Right. I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? All that.
This wasn't even for no money.
You know what I'm saying?
This was for the love.
This was for the principality, Smokey.
Exactly. Just to let a motherfucker know.
You know what I'm saying? Don't fuck with me.
Oh man. Anyway, man, shit. Speaking of women whipping ass, my transitions is horrible. I will say this, though.
Why you gotta qualify your transitions?
I don't even have to qualify my transitions. Fuck it. I'm gonna say this. I've been noticing there is a nice little resurgence of the female rapper.
Okay.
Woman rapper. I don't know if we say female. Woman rapper out there. It's like a lot
you
of
can't
women.
Can't say female no more.
A lot of women rappers out there. That are getting it in. You really? Know what I mean? There's a few. I watched this documentary on Kamaya from Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
There's Nicki Minaj. There's one girl, No Name, from Chicago. Got the album, was Telephone or something like that. Mm-hmm. She's all right. She get busy. But,
it's Sarah out of ATL.
Oh, really? I don't know who that is. Yeah. Rhapsody, you know, Remy. Remy back out of jail.
Remy back.
Remy spitting that, I'm out of jail.
I'm out of jail. Fuck, who want it? Who want what?
You know what I mean? But what I wanted to say, though, just as a side, this is more of a, just a shout out, because I got Tidal recently.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Tidal?
Yeah, man. I'm
not, not even Apple?
Not Apple. I went, you know what I mean? Hey.
You converted, my nigga. You not know. That I was trying.
No. But shout out to the Tidal. And with that
old
said.
Old winning ass Jake.
With that said, I started. Now, I've always been a Jean Grey fan for years ago. You know this from years. But she put out a bunch of albums recently, like a couple years ago or like in the last 2 years. A lot of them were behind a good paywall, so I didn't hear them. You know, because I don't really pay for a whole lot, you know.
Right.
Dig her. I know her. And I say, what's up
That's
to
your
her?
Boat.
That's my people. You know, I might have bought something, but I ain't buy.
You might have put some checks in the pocket.
I don't know about all
you
that.
Ain't,
but
we ain't never hired for nothing.
We hired her, but it didn't work out. It was DC Sniper. We hired her for a Yard Sniper. Fest one year, and it was the year the DC Sniper was going on, and she was like, nah, I'm good. But there's a lot of talk about who's a dope female rapper or woman rapper, MC, whatever. And I don't think her name gets fucking mentioned a lot. I mean, maybe she's never had no breakout single or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you look at her catalog and you pay attention, first of all, she's been doing this shit for a long fucking time, over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And been pretty much dope throughout the whole shit. Super prolific, puts out a bunch of shit, super creative. From various angles, from rap to even R&B to like, but funny shit, humorous shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was listening to this one record. I think it's called Prowler. It was on the what's the name of this album? It was on the Ski Beats had done this one project a while ago, back when Dame Dash had that little spot DD 14, whatever. DD, I don't want to get it confused with Jermaine Dupri or whatever, but the DD
135, I think.
Some shit like that. But he had put out this record. Ski Beats put out a record that they had recorded. Then there's a record called Prowler 2 with Jean Grey, Jay Electronica, Joel Ortiz, and Mos Def, all spitters. Mm-hmm. She kicked that shit off and destroyed. Mm. And she's been destroying for a while, but it was just out the blue. I've been listening to a lot of her catalog that I hadn't heard, like the Genie joint, the Something for Adults, like a bunch of shit. I found myself saying, yo, she's fucking ill and nobody bring her up. So I just wanted to bring her up, add that to the conversation. When y'all talking about dope female rappers or dope woman MCs or dope MCs that have vaginas, make sure you mention Jean Grey, because she's been getting busy and been more prolific than most. And it's kind of overlooked. So I just wanted to shine a little light on that.
Go ahead and shine your little light.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Jean Grey.
Shout out.
Sorry. I met Jean Grey.
Nicki Minaj.
I met Jean Grey, D.
Yeah.
I shot a sketch with her, and she was super cool, man.
Yeah. She's funny, too. Wild funny. Shout
super
out to
down
Jean
to earth.
Yeah, we might get on the pod at some point. Good people.
Let's do that. I'm with that.
All right. Bet. Shit. What else is going on, man? What else is going on? Y'all been watching a lot of YouTube videos. I'm up on my Respect Life. Shout out to Boom Pacino.
Is season 2 finished?
I don't know when it's finished. I never know, because it's always like episode 2 of 2.
Episode 10. Volume 4.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the whole shit to be done so I can just start.
I just watch them as they come through, and I'm fucking with it.
I can't stand waiting and not knowing when the shit coming.
I ain't mad. I do that, but then I'm also, my new YouTube shit is Hydraulic Press Versus.
What's that?
It's just a hydraulic press.
Dude, that is porn. I see that all the time, dude.
Yo, wait, hold on.
It's the shit.
What is it?
It's just a hydraulic press. Just say somebody.
And what is it pressing on?
And it's just whatever, from bowling balls to fucking
soda cans,
toaster ovens, microwave.
And that turn you on and shit?
I don't turn me on. He called the port. I just like seeing shit. I'm a destructive motherfucker from the door. Back when I was young. I was young and destructive. I've been destructive to maybe 3 years ago because I started thinking about the karma.
Okay.
But I've definitely destroyed a lot of property.
I'm a destructive.
Of my own and others. So when I see some shit like that, I'm into it. Mm. And it's like, it's
it's mindless entertainment, but I literally watched about 45 minutes of just hydraulic press versus this, that. You fuck with it too, Vlad?
Oh, absolutely, dude.
Yeah, it's some good shit to waste your time on. That's what I do when I'm doing nothing.
Okay. You know what sounds crazy, man?
What?
The other thing I do, and I hate to say this, but sometimes I've caught myself watching pimples being popped.
Oh, I've seen that shit. I don't like it, but I've watched it longer than
I watch it, man. I watch it. I watched that.
I've seen that shit. We'd be wild shit coming out of the. Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah, man.
John, have you watched that type of shit? Okay, John's laughing. I thought he was guilty party. I guess it's just me and you. We just watching weird shit. Nah, what's the weirdest shit you watched on the internet in 2016?
That shit you put me on, Dr. Miami.
That was Snapchat. This is YouTube?
That was Snapchat.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that was that. Is that the Dr. weirdest Miami. Shit?
Yeah.
Dr. Miami's the guy that does all of like plastic the flat is a plastic surgery. But he like Snapchats from his office. He turns his fucking Snapchat is like an office comedy.
His Snapchat is in the operating room.
It's in the operating room in the office. So they might be doing like it might be Cheryl's birthday. So they get a fucking cake and they sing a happy birthday.
This motherfucker know all the characters.
I don't know. I'm just naming. I'm just making up. There's always a Cheryl. And then in the next snap, he's tying a nipple on. And you gotta be like ready for it.
You gotta be ready because this
shit
is
gory as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Ass hanging off and then he just sewing it back together.
Right. Just see all the ass meat, the under the.
It's not sexy at all.
It's
terrible.
It's watching the sausage get made.
It's terrible.
Yeah, but it's compelling. It's gory and compelling.
That's probably the weirdest shit I be watching.
Let us know what the weirdest shit you watch on the internet. I like internet weird shit. I do. I like watching just some weird ass shit on the internet.
Like what else?
It don't always got to be weird. It's just some. You know, I was big on Hot Ones. You know, fuck with Hot Ones. That's the Buffalo Wing situation. Okay, Sean Evans. I seen him at Complex. I had to get that man a pound. I said, "Fam, you doing your thing?"
No doubt.
And on the low, I'm gonna be on that shit at some point. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm gonna do that shit.
Why you gonna do it?
I mean, I'm gonna do it. I need to be called. They gotta holler at me. I'm not gonna call a Hot Wing
show. Oh, you gonna do that show?
Yeah, I want to be on that show.
I ain't call them motherfuckers, man. That's how them other motherfuckers do.
Probably.
Hey, man, I love your show. I would like to be on. Okay.
You know what? It should be more than a 2017. More
man,
reaching out.
Shit. If you want it, if there's something that you into,
pick up the phone.
Why not? Why not that. Just fucking say, hey man,
I hear that.
I enjoy your work.
Right.
That's what I be doing.
I hear that.
I started like late 2016.
Right.
But I seen this story.
It started late 2016.
I seen this story about this lady who had like she wrote to all of her favorite big photographers and shit.
Right.
And had them take a portrait of her.
Oh, shit. She paid?
Huh?
Or she just flattered them?
She just said, you know, I love your work, da 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 da. You know, so I would love for you to shoot me.
Right.
And then here's basically the situation. You know, 90% of the shit she didn't pay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She photogenic?
No.
Oh, shit.
But she got these motherfuckers.
Now I want to see what she look like.
She got all these motherfuckers to take one portrait of her.
Right.
That she put in her fucking catalog. Now, 20 fucking years later,
right.
She got all the letters that she wrote to the motherfucker.
Right.
All of the prints that they made of her motherfucking ass. And now her fucking catalog is worth millions because she got all of the famous motherfuckers to take a photo of her. And now the collection is just her.
That's dope.
With all of the famous motherfuckers.
Sound like an exhibition.
Exactly. So I'm like, yo. That's a great ass fucking concept, man. If I'm gonna be around here paying motherfuckers to do work for me and shit, mm-hmm. I might as well pay to work with motherfuckers I really enjoy their shit.
Right.
And that's, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Right.
Yeah. So that makes sense. I'm on that shit now, man. I call a famous photographer to do a photo shoot with my wife.
Oh,
and that's what we about to do.
That's a good way to get,
you know,
back
what I'm
from the St. Bart's.
Nah, I started this before the St. Bart's
okay,
shit.
That's just, you know what I'm good.
Amen. So I just, cause you know what I'm saying, it's, you know, I don't want to jinx it, so I don't want to say that. But he famous for doing dark skin women, and my wife dark skin, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I wanted, you know what I'm saying, I wanted that look. What the fuck is so funny?
It's a niche.
What the fuck is
the
funny?
Way
no,
you
it's
said
just,
he's
no,
famous
it's like
for doing
tell,
dark skin
you
women.
Tell that you attracted to your wife, you were like, he's obsessed with dark skin women. Now my wife is a dark skin woman.
Yeah, you love it. That's what's up. Shout
that
out to all the dark
funny.
Skin women. No, that's what's
that's
up.
Real
no,
shit.
It's not funny. I'm not laughing at you. I'm like, I'm taking joy in your love.
Right. Right. That's what's up. Okay, that's what's up, man. Nah, it's all good.
I get kind of testy, yo. Nah, sensitive and shit.
Man, it's all good, man. It's
fuck
all
you
good.
Say about my wife, no.
It's all good, man. What was I going to say, though? Speaking of exhibitions and all that, I went to the Whitney. Shout out to I went to the new Whitney Museum. I just want to say that I was getting a little culture. I wasn't doing a whole lot, but this is what I was doing when I was doing nothing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Doing little spots. But I went to the Whitney, and I got a membership. And they're quick to get... Well, they'll get your ass on the membership.
All the way up.
Because that line to just buy a ticket is super long. Mm. So if you just got a membership, you could just bypass the line. But the membership's is $85. But then this is what I found out. If you're an artist, comic, any type of artist, if you have a website with just your name... That, you know, you're doing shows or you're just doing anything, you have some activity going as some type of creator, you get a $50 membership, which is like going there twice. Okay. So just the FYI, shit is popping there.
So I need to go get a Whitney
joint. You need to go get you a Whitney joint. Go get for the artist. Because they don't put the, I haven't seen the artist membership shit even advertised. The lady at the door, the lady at the thing kind of pulled my coat to it. So shout out to her and any artist that need to go get some inspiration. It's $50 over at the Whitney for a year, so go check that out.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go do that.
It's the biennial's gonna be there too, so I'm just giving y'all a little gem.
Get some culture.
Go get some culture in your life.
Man, deliver me. I was out there.
I seen my man Willie P out there.
Willie P. You know, he's always young culture.
Young culture
already. You know, that's what he do.
I knew, I felt like I knew I was gonna see him there, and I seen. I was like, oh shit, fucking Willie P.
Willie motherfucking P.
Shout out to Killer Will.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, anything else you want to say to the people, or is it about that time that we...
It's that time, but I do want to say to the people, Happy New Year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that your dreams and your ideas are being put into real life,
mm-hmm.
and that you're bringing them there. You know what I'm saying? And this is the time and the place to not be afraid,
right.
to motherfucker put them ideas into motion,
mm-hmm.
and get it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. You made it into 2016.
If you got anything you want to do,
mm-hmm.
this the year to do that shit.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no better time than right now.
I hear that. Vlad, sure. What you got to say? Any last words?
Well, I got, I'll be in D.C. this weekend.
Vlad, so let's keep it, let's keep it business.
We didn't get to that part yet.
We didn't even get to the plug. I was just saying, any words, anything you want to talk about, but if you want to get to that money, go ahead.
Look at this. Like I said last week, I'm making it a point to focus on being patient.
Right.
Everything is a process. I best not to take any shortcuts.
Right.
We don't know what the overall purpose of things is, but there's always a process to things, you know?
Mm.
And it's being the moment, and that's my goal for 2017, man, just to be in the moment and realize that everything's a process, man. Nothing is overnight.
Yeah, here.
I hear that shit. Yeah, that's what it is. All right, well, let the people know where you're going to be at.
I will be at the D.C. Draft House this weekend. I got four shows, Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, this Saturday, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the D.C. Draft House.
That's what's up. Ali?
Hey, man, I'm going to be on Instagram at Mr. Muhammad, you know what I'm saying, and on the Snap at Thorough TV. You know what I'm saying? I'll be local for a couple of weeks, you know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out this All-Star Super Bowl, Grammys, all this circuit activity, and where we going to be and what we shooting and all that good stuff.
That's what's up.
Rare.
I'm going to be, first off, every Thursday, still tune in to True TV, 11 p.m. Comedy Knockout. Thanks for all the support. It's been doing good numbers this year, so let's keep it going. Let's finish up strong. This weekend I'm gonna be in San Antonio at Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. There's still a few tickets left. Let's sell that shit out. Get your tickets now, Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. And then until then, I'm gonna be back here. I'll see y'all on next Wednesday. But then, until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
Get in the conversation.
Yeah.
We out.
Peace.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
We out.